I don't have any worries about being micromanaged. I don't have any worries about being bullied or anything like that. I don't think that's not going to happen to me.
That was Superintendent Cash's response when asked how he's dealing with school board members. Cash pointed out that during his time in education, he's never dealt with a majority-minority school board. Cash says plans for 5 persistently failing schools is now back in the hands of the state education commissioner. Cash says they failed to reach agreement with the Buffalo Teachers Federation on a number of work rule changes.
So length of school day, professional development, the number of times that you meet and for what purposes that you meet, the curriculum and instructional, some of the delivery around technology and use of technology, and again, putting the best teachers where we needed them.
Cash says he might hear from the state by tomorrow.
I'm hoping to hear something by the end of this week or the beginning of next. This is November 4th, so by November 6th or into next week, I should hear something and implement those post-haste.
How concerned are you that this is going to land back in the courts?
You have to talk to the BTF chief on that. All I know is what window I have now, what the law says now, and I'm going to test every aspect of it. So we're going to push it hard.
Cash is vowing to be aggressive with receivership powers. He covered a variety of topics during his more than hour appearance. He notes that under receivership, he wants to put the most qualified school teachers into city classrooms.
You have to make sure that there's great teachers in every class in front of every child. That's priority one. That's how you do it.
How close are we right now?
To that?
Yeah.
Not close.
No, not close. All right.
No. You have a lot of good teachers, but you have a contract that constricts placing effective teachers in every classroom and getting rid of teachers who are ineffective.
Cash is vowing to be aggressive with receivership powers. He says in 3 to 5 years from now, he does not want to see any city school remain in receivership. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.